Are you lost in wrestling? Can't find the good matches clearly? Well, stop looking and start listening. Everything is about to become crystal clear because you have now entered Wrestling Clarity with your host, Andre C.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Wrestling Clarity. I am your host, Andre C. I am happy to be back and talking to you again. I'm sorry I've been off for a couple weeks. My work schedule's kind of thrown me for a loop. But looks like now I know when I'm going to be recording again. I'll be coming back to you every 2 weeks from now on, hopefully for the next little while. So, first up, I'm going to talk about the state of WWE and NXT. First, I want to talk about the NXT Tag Team Tournament. It's been interesting because we haven't gotten to see all the matches on the shows. But we get to see highlights, but we've seen the most important ones. And I'm honestly realizing who they're really featuring. And that's Baron Corbin and Rhino, that tag team, and Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. I'm very, very, very sure that's who we're going to see in the finals on the NXT special, sorry. And that's who, and we're going to see them. I think it's going to be Baron Corbin and Rhino to win the tournament. Because they're going to, and I think something's going to come down where Finn Balor and Samoa Joe, something's going to happen. Joe's going to end up turning on Balor. And it's going to set up a feud for the next, till the next special in, I think it's December in the UK. So I think that's what we're going to see. It's going to set up just, I think, a very good feud between Joe and Balor. Looking forward to the way it comes out. I don't see any other possibility of a finals because the rest of the tag teams are kind of just there in the division. So from there, I'm going to move to the main roster. I want to talk about Charlotte and Paige. Paige's little turn on Charlotte this past Monday on Raw has me thinking, we're going to get a great feud out of these two. Charlotte, one of the best workers, she has comes from one of the greatest lineages in wrestling history. And Paige, we all know how good she is in that ring. She proved it in NXT, and she keeps proving it every day, trying to make all these other divas better. Now that the title is on Charlotte, I think we're going to see a lot of good quality matches for the Divas title. We don't have to contend with Nikki Bella anymore, thank God, until she cashes in a rematch clause. But I think we're going to start seeing, and I think you're eventually going to see Sasha Banks and Charlotte on TV, which is going to be great. And also, I also want to mention, I am so looking forward to October 7th with Sasha Banks versus Bayley, 30-minute Iron Woman match for the NXT Women's Championship. That's going to be an absolutely amazing match. First time women have ever main evented an NXT TakeOver special. Going to be amazing. From here, I want to talk about Kevin Owens and his Intercontinental title win. Me, like everybody else, I'm so happy he finally won an Intercontinental title. But I think it was a little too late. The thing about when he came in, he was super hot when he came in against Cena. Up until about SummerSlam. I think once SummerSlam hit, after SummerSlam hit, and it kind of, he lost his steam going into it. And I think this title win is good for him, because now he gets to progress back up. But he's got the title that it seems like everybody forgets about. I hope this isn't the case now that a guy like Kevin Owens has the championship. I hope it's strongly defended. And I hope they treat him like John Cena, where he's going to be working more, showing who he is. Because I really want to see Kevin Owens succeed, but his heat was gone when he won this title. Like, the crowd's still behind him, yes, but that heat he had, like, 2 months ago, had he won a title 2 months ago, he'd be probably top of the world right now. But the fact is, he won the title after the heat kind of died down on him, and his storyline was, oh, now he's facing Ryback. It just seems a little too late for me. I honestly hope Kevin Owens can get back up and move up on the roster. So as he deserves it. This dude has worked and toiled for however many years he's worked. I think it's like 15 or 16 years he's already been in this business. Or maybe it's a little much, but the guy's been going since he was a kid, and he deserves to be on top of that promotion. The next topic I want to speak on in the WWE is Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. This feud has been going on for goddamn ever. First, Ziggler and Rusev started feuding. Then Ziggler takes Lana. So Rusev goes out, gets Summer Rae. That seemed okay. So he's replacing her with some other blonde who isn't as hot. But now Lana's hurt. She's out of the picture completely. What's the reason for the feud now? They don't really have anything there. Now they're feuding over Summer Rae's affection? Who gives a shit? Really, she's the one that replaced Lana. The way Ziggler's working around, he's just trying to convince Summer Rae that the past is stronger than the feelings of now, is the way I look at it. I think that's the reason. I think when Lana does come back in a few months, when her wrist is healed and all that kind of crap, I think she joins back up with Rusev, and Summer Rae is kicked to the curb. I think that's what this feud is about. It's kind of stupid, but yeah, I don't understand why they're keeping this feud going. I think Dolph Ziggler can move on and do so much more. He's such a great talent. I truly believe he needs to be pushed up the ladder to a much stronger area on the card. Last thing I want to speak about is on the next network special, which is that one from Madison Square Garden. It's going to be John Cena and Seth Rollins for the U.S. title. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited for that match because I always find that one of John Cena's best opponents he's had over the past few years has been Seth Rollins. You watch their match at SummerSlam, I just sit there in awe. One of my favorite matches on that card. It was really, really well done. Just all the things they've done over the past year or so together, these two have been phenomenal working against each other. And I'm so glad for it to continue. And I'm actually really happy to see that this match is for the U.S. title and not the WWE title. It just, for me, makes feeling like Seth Rollins, he's getting his rematch. He's getting his chance to get his title back. It makes more sense than them having John Cena go after the title again, which he doesn't have another chance at. So that's pretty much what I want to talk about on WWE. So coming up next, I'm going to talk about this past weekend's wrestling that me and my friends got to go see from RCW. RCW Fatal Fallout. Yes, you can check out our full review of the show on Quick Calls that me, Mike, Brian, and Luke did on that show. But I want to just speak on a couple topics that came up from that show. First things first, Rex Roberts, he got a great reaction. It's his first time back in a long while here in RCW. And I've gotten to know this guy over the past, it was a summer, going a tour where he was on, and it was a really, really, really nice guy behind the scenes, and in the ring, man, this guy can go with just about anyone. I was out in Kyle, Saskatchewan this summer, and I watched him and Zarif Mitrovic just have one of the most technically perfect matches I've ever seen in my life. When they did their superplex, both men landing together on the mat at the same time, their moves were crisp. And then this past weekend, when he worked against a guy like Moses Luke, who's not really a finesse wrestler, I found myself really drawn in by the wrestling in that match. It was simple, it was good, and Rex Roberts, he's a consummate professional. He's an old school wrestler, really, is what he is, and he's just that damn good. That picture perfect elbow drop off the top makes you think Shawn Michaels, but when I see Rex Roberts do it, I think this guy is just amazing in the ring. And I hope we get to see him back more and more and more here in RCW, because Rex Roberts, he got a great reaction when he came out, and I hope RCW keeps bringing him back, because I know I enjoy seeing him, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the crowd enjoyed seeing him. I know he won his match and got into the cage match, but due to injuries he suffered during that match, he could not compete. More info on the quick calls. Next I want to speak about is probably the best match of the night, in my opinion, from that show. The three-way match between Joey Vendetta, Zarif Mitrovic, and the British Commonwealth Champion, Mentolo. Honestly, I like Joey Vendetta. I got to see him for the first time in August in Saskatchewan, and I've become a big fan. Zarif Mitrovic, he is slowly becoming one of the best talents in RCW right now. His in-ring technique keeps getting better. His character just keeps getting stronger and stronger every show. With this addition of Thaddeus Archer to his character, he's become just one of the best in this promotion. And then Mentolo, I love the guy in the ring. He is one of the best in the ring workers, but he's got no character. I just wish he could get a better character. Me and him kind of had a little back and forth after the match. It was kind of funny. He gave me shit. He did the antlers at me and stick his tongue out. I did him right back. So kind of funny. Mentolo, I apologize for booing you that last show. I do very much look forward to you and Davey Richards having that match at Red's Legends, because I know the two of you will kill it in that ring. I've seen you work, and what I've seen of Davey Richards, man, the two of you are going to just destroy it in that ring. That's going to, honestly, Rise of the Legends 5, October 16th in Springbrook, October 17th in Edmonton. Mentolo versus Davey Richards in Edmonton, and whoever Davey Richards faces in Springbrook. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be amazing for those two shows. But you do not want to miss a guy like Mentolo versus Davey Richards in that match. One of the last things I want to speak about on that show was the style of the cage. It was the first time I'd ever seen a cage that folded. You put it up on the ring, and then they folded the cage up to full strength. It was quite interesting to help build it and everything. Most cages are built with just long, tall pieces, and it takes a lot longer to put up. This ring went up in at most 20 minutes, I think it took to get the ring up. Most times, rings take about almost 30 minutes to get up. So we got this ring up pretty good and pretty quick. It was the second night doing it for most, so it was a good night. Overall, a very interesting show. If you want more opinions that we have on this show, please go check out Quick Calls for Fatal Follow. It's on the network at edmontonspn.podbean.com, or by checking us out at Edmonton SPN on iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. You can also check the link on our Facebook page. So check out that review, please.
Hey folks, Mike the Ref here of the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Now don't forget, our next Quick Calls episode will be coming up on Sunday, September 27th, as we review September 26th Fall Fever Show presented by the Prairie Wrestling Alliance from the Northgate Lions Senior Center in Edmonton, Alberta. This is going to be a great show, headlined with Mephisto taking on Gabriel Lestat in a champion versus champion match, as well as Rage and Fury defending the PWA Tag Team Championships against the team of Brandon Van Danielson and Michael Richard Blaze. It seems it's going to be a great card, and we're going to have all the details about it following the show. And next week on the Blown Call Show, we are going to be discussing the pros and cons of having real-life scenarios play into wrestling storylines. That is all on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. And now, with the Troll of the Week, here is Andre C. on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I read an article recently that really actually made me angry. It focused on a promotion I truly do love in Real Canadian Wrestling. It was posted at a website called notgettingbooked.com. And it was an article, came out on September 11th, 2015, and it says, this is what, the article was named, "So That's What Real Canadian Wrestling Looks Like. I Was Way Off." Pretty much, it's just some random, stupid, I'm guessing a hater of RCW, just looking at a poster that was done for a spot show that was done in Kyle, Saskatchewan. Not even created, the poster wasn't even created by the guys who regularly do the posters. Pretty sure the poster was done by one of the guys that was promoting the show in Kyle, Saskatchewan. So you didn't have the regular poster guy doing it. It was a very different poster, and he compares it to a poster from a show just a few weeks later. And it's a very well done poster. And he's bitching about the poster. He's like, "Oh, you can do a better job within 3 weeks." It's kind of insulting. Look at your facts before you decide, "Oh, I'm going to comment on this shit." Find out who did this. Why is there a difference in the posters? And then he goes on to show pictures of, and say, the talent, the only talent in there is bigger, out of shape guys. Like, yes, there are some bigger and yes, fatter guys in RCW, but for the most part, the wrestlers in RCW are very well in shape wrestlers who bust their asses and kill themselves, match in, match out, work out every day, and make sure their wrestling is the best there is. With this article, it shows a picture of Steven Styles twice and a picture of Barricade. But in the picture they chose, Barricade and Steven Styles, they chose a picture that blocks out one of the best talents Alberta has ever seen in Andrew Hawks, a man who worked out like a madman, who in that ring could do anything. That pisses me off when people go and make comments about a wrestling company when they don't even go out and check it out and find out that they see a couple little things and they make a judgment that that's what the wrestling company is. It's not. So whoever posted this article on notgettingbooked.com, go out, do some research before you start commenting and making fun of the wrestlers and the quality of the posters. The guy who does the posters regularly does a great job on every single one of them. So before you make fun of something, at least get the facts straight. I did leave a comment on that page telling the person that, explaining that I go to these shows and I know it's not just fat guys wrestling. It's some of the best quality wrestling in Alberta. So if whoever this person is, if you're listening to this, and I do hope you are because I left you a link to my podcast, please do your research. Go to the show and check out what it is before you go and make stupid comments about that shit. That's all I have to say about that, but it just pissed me off. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about some personal stuff for me. I got to go on some road trips this past summer with Real Canadian Wrestling. It was a really great time for me. I got to go to Saskatchewan, I got to go to Kyle, Saskatchewan, and I got to go to Moose Jaw one weekend. And then I went to Calgary and back to Edmonton for two shows they ran for X-Fest and Sonic Boom. So first I'm going to talk about my trip to Kyle, Saskatchewan, and then to Moose Jaw. Honestly, me and the promoter, Steven Styles, jumped in the vehicle, drove 7 hours to Kyle. Left 6 a.m. Honestly, to me, one of the best road trips I've been on in a long time. Got to hang out with a good friend of mine, shoot the shit about wrestling and everything else under the sun. And I got to attend and announce one of the most epic wrestling shows I have ever been to in my life. I've seen bigger crowds, but I've never seen such a raucous big crowd. This was a show where a man named Sodam Insane came out of retirement to face his biggest rival in D. Dwight Davis. Both these men were from Kyle, Saskatchewan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a small town show, not a huge place, but there was at least 300 people in this arena. I was blown away. I was super nervous when I first got to climb in that ring and announce at the start of the show. I choked up. I got freaked out. I'll admit that. That was the biggest crowd I've ever been in front of, and it was insane. These fans were rabid from start to finish, but all the guys from Saskatchewan got such big ovations. One of the ones I specifically remember was Dusty Adonis. Eston's own is Dusty Adonis. And we're here in Kyle, which is only about a half hour, 45 minutes away from Eston. And there was a group in the crowd. I looked at them. They were all wearing like Dusty Adonis shirts or something Dusty Adonis. And man, were they loud when he came out. They were just off the hook for him. Dusty Adonis looked... It was a lot, really nice to see him. I haven't seen him in a long time since he worked for the PWA in Edmonton, Alberta. So, but that to me shows if you have the right feud and the right hook for a show, man, you can draw a huge crowd in a small town. You just got to know where they want wrestling and where they need to put wrestling and what to put on that card. So we ended up going out and to the bar in Kyle, which a lot of the people there were super friendly, saying, "Great job tonight. We enjoyed the show." I was talking with a couple fans that were at the show, and they said they had a great time. It was the first time wrestling had been in Eston since 1999, and they were so happy that we brought it back. I was super happy to be part of that. I can't bring the feeling it was to be in front of that crowd. It was... and do that thing, and then having people afterwards at the bar saying, "Oh, you did a great job, the show was awesome." It was just awesome. I got to hang out with a lot of the wrestlers, especially Rex Roberts and Joey Vendetta. They were super cool to hang out with at that show because we chatted for a while and at the bar, and they were just super cool guys. I just want to tell a really funny story as we were leaving. We're all leaving the bar together, a big group of us that had come in for the show, and Colton Kelly... he got liquored up nice and good, and he storms out of the bar first. I'm following him out, and I see him go out the door. He starts going down the steps, and I see the door close. As soon as I open the door, he's laying on the ground at the bottom of the steps. Douchebag was so drunk, he missed the bottom step and rolled and fractured his ankle. Sorry, not douchebag. Sorry, buddy. But then he gets up and keeps walking. I'm like, "Dude, are you okay?" He's like, "Oh, I'm good. Man, but the next day it was hurting him super bad. But I got one of the funniest things I saw, just him just laying there on the ground going, "Oh, God damn it, I missed the bottom step." I laughed. The guy cracked me up on that. So next day we make our way down to Moose Jaw for the show. And it was a great little town, and I got to experience a new promotion in Ringside Wrestling that we went to go work for. I worked the merch booth for the RCW guys trying to sell product, and it was not the biggest crowd, but a good crowd. The crowd, everybody that was there was into the shows. And it was just fun to watch a new crowd, people I've never seen before, enjoy wrestling, because man, these people loved wrestling. The ones that were there loved it. Great time and great show, and honestly I hope to do it, and now I'm back working again, so the chances of doing these tours with these guys again are a lot smaller. But if I get a chance to do a tour again with these guys and go announce and do that stuff, I very much want to do it again, because I had such a fun time hanging out with the boys and doing it. and going to a whole new province and seeing a whole new group of fans and a whole new batch of people enjoy wrestling and see how wrestling is done outside of Alberta. So, looking back at the start of September, I got to go on another road trip with Real Canadian Wrestling. We were going to go and run this show at X-Fest. It was going to be a luchador-style show, so everybody was going to be in masks. We get there, and it has been raining for 2 days. The site covered in mud. We got there about 8:30 a.m. At about 1 o'clock, or 1 o'clock, they finally canceled X-Fest for the entire weekend. I was so disappointed because it was a great lineup of bands, and it would have been really fun to watch, but it was just unsafe for everybody, so we never got to actually do the show. But on the trip down and back, Mutado loves to chop me. God damn, did it hurt, but what am I going to do? Am I going to fight Mutado? No chance, he'd destroy me, so I just got to let him chop. But it was all in good fun, man. I love Mutado. He's just chopping the rookie guy that's on the road with them, so I got to accept it. I really do. We came back to Edmonton for the Sunday show at X-Fest. It was raining all day, but we did set up the ring, and we did get one match. It is up on Cujo's Facebook page, because we have two masked luchadors. I can't remember their names, but it's Mutado and Cujo. One of the shortest, worst matches I've ever watched in my life. Almost saw one of these guys get hurt in that ring, but the crowd enjoyed it. I think the best part of the day was just having the fans get in the ring and take pictures with the wrestlers. It was just fun to see them. A lot of fans really enjoyed just getting in there and taking pictures with the wrestlers. Everybody was in a mask. We were working for Mucho Burrito doing their luchador thing. They had a win a trip to Mexico thing going on. So I had a great time doing it. I know a lot of the wrestlers had a fun time doing it. I really wish we could have done more wrestling, because at that event was Jack Black, Mr. Nacho Libre. Had it been nice weather and the ring was dry and we were doing wrestling, I really think we could have got him to come out just to come and pose in the ring with the boys and everything. But it was, the weather wasn't permitting for it, so it's too bad. One stupid thing that really did happen at that show was me, it was myself, Steven Styles, and another guy from the company that had brought us in. We're kind of just there watching the ring, and I stepped away. A couple fans came up, and they were asking about the wrestling, and I was telling them about it, what we were doing there. They started asking if we did wrestling on the regular, so I started explaining what a Real Canadian Wrestling is. I guess Styles and the other guy weren't really looking at the ring either, and I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to promote Real Canadian Wrestling. And two fans jumped in the ring, one lifted one up. I turned just as he was lifting the guy. Dude almost dropped his friend on his head. They completed the suplex, but he almost fucking paralyzed his friend. I'm going to tell this to every wrestling fan out there. Do not get in a wrestling ring and try wrestling moves. You the chances of you getting hurt are so strong. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys train every day to do these moves. It's not like you can just get in there and do it and not get hurt. They got in the ring on top of the tarps we had covering the ring, covered in water. If this dude had lifted his friend and slipped and dropped him on his head, there would have been a lot of problems. The fact that he went through and almost did it that way, it was still a lot of problems. I saw Styles and the other guy grab him. These boys pulled him out of the ring as fast as they could and said, just tossing them the hell out. I thought it was, you don't do that. You don't jump in a ring without being trained. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put it up for every wrestling fan out there. Just don't get in the ring if you're not trained. But overall, to me, it was one of the best days I've ever had. Just hanging out with the wrestlers, posing with fans, and trying to expose new people to Real Canadian Wrestling. So, if anybody has come out to the show since that, because they saw Real Canadian Wrestling at the show, thank you for coming out. And anybody that hasn't come out and you're hearing this, ladies and gentlemen, you got to come out to Real Canadian Wrestling, because it's one of the best promotions going right now.
Upcoming events.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, the upcoming events, upcoming up in the next few weeks, September 26th, PWA presents Fall Fever at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. It's going to be a great show. Me and my boys will be there front row, as always, because we are the front row mafia. October 3rd, Moss Pro Wrestling presents their show at the Alberta Avenue Community Hall, featuring the new MPW champion. He is Maniac. October 16th, RCW presents Rise of Legends 5, Night 1 at the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta. October 17th, RCW presents Rise of Legends 5, Night 2 at the Evansdale Community Hall in Edmonton, Alberta. Both shows will feature Tough Enough contestant Chelsea Green, TNA Knockout and Beautiful People member Angelina Love, and one half of the current tag team champions, the one half of the American Wolves, Davey Richards. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Davey Richards. And Davey Richards will be taking on Menslo at the Edmonton event on October 17th. Also announced for the October 17th event in Edmonton, Alberta, Chelsea Green versus Kat Von Hees for the champion, for the RCW Women's Championship. It's going to be a great time, ladies and gentlemen. These events are going to sell out quickly. The VIP tickets for the October 17th event in Edmonton for RCW are get very close to being sold out. If you want a VIP ticket, you better be contacting Stephen Waschuk on Facebook or checking in with RCW on Facebook, because, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want to be at that show. Davey Richards is going to kill it in that ring. I want to thank you all for listening this week. I'm so happy to be back on the airwaves. I will be back again in 2 weeks with another show. My shows, I'm probably going to be start coming out on Friday, because I will be recording my shows on a Thursday every second week, because that's when I'm off work. So I will be hopefully coming back to you again in 2 weeks on Friday. So ladies and gentlemen, please support indie wrestling wherever you are. You can contact me, WrestlingCPod, on Twitter, or by email at WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to direct message me on Facebook, I am at That Canada Guy on Facebook. You can also get me there. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please support indie wrestling wherever you are, and please buy our Front Row Mafia t-shirts, contacting myself at the email and Twitters I just gave you, or by contacting Mike the Ref by either on Twitter at Mike the Ref or the Blown Call Show at gmail.com, or you can contact us both on Facebook. I am Andre Como, and he is Mike the Ref. Just check us up through our Facebook page on Facebook. If you really want to get one of those shirts, go on our page, check them out. They are awesome. All proceeds go towards us getting more, so we can bring you more. We want to get some high-def camera and better equipment so we can stream wrestling events for you online, so wherever you are, you can watch them live. So please, ladies and gentlemen, please support the Edmonton SPN, and please support indie wrestling wherever you are. Thank you for listening.
This has been Wrestling Clarity on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.